We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, chatting here today with our guests from Pottawatomie County, Commission Chair Greg Riott and County Planner Stephen Metzger. And, you know, lots going on over there. We've talked a little bit about planning, and I see the phone lighting up again here. We'll take a call here maybe in just a moment, but Dave has stepped out of the studio, so we'll hang tight here. We are continue to discuss some other things here, though. I know yesterday there was some discussion on the Emmett Fire Station, and Greg, I might just ask you a little bit more about that. It sounds to me, from what I gathered yesterday, is there's a lot of still a lot of uncertainties here. You guys did approve the fire department to go solicit some bids, as I understand, but it's not clear yet if we're going to see a remodel here or maybe just a brand new development.
Well, I think it's important to find out the condition of the building before we decide on what we're going to do with the building. So I think that was a lot of yesterday's discussion, is the building in a condition that it can be remodeled to make work for the future? Or is the building in such a condition that it's simply not worth putting the money back into it? So I think that is our hope, that this bid, if you will give us an idea on where we sit on that.
Now, let's say the bids come back in a couple of weeks, and they're just, obviously construction costs are really high right now, and it's higher than you anticipated. Then what's the next step here then?
Well, obviously there's two other commissioners that will help determine that. But, you know, it is really high. When we were in the meeting yesterday, I Googled 2x4s, and they're around $12 to $13 for an 8-foot stud. So, you know, I think there's several options. I think that a guy could probably, you know, maybe try to get by with that building for a little bit to see if the price of things levels out or hopefully goes down. And Commissioner Waxman brought up an idea of, you know, maybe downsizing just a little bit with some of the changes in the area. So I think there will be options to look at, and as you know, with more discussion, there will come more options. So it'll be something that I think the commission works with the fire chief and the community to try to figure out what's best.
Right. Well, and I know that there have been discussion in the past on, you know, what is the need there in Emmett? Not a very large population base over there, but you get over there and you got communities that are spread out, and at that point, you want your emergency services there as quickly as possible if there's an incident.
You do. And, you know, that has been there for a long, long time, that fire station. And there are still some dedicated folks over there. And, you know, Jared Barnes, our fire chief for the county, he has been working. And I believe they've recruited several new members over there. And, the other thing is, it does affect your insurance when you move around equipment. It's called an ISO rating, and that will affect that depending on where that equipment is moved to. So it's not just as simple as, you know, let's uproot it and move it here or there. You know, that community has had a fire station for, again, years and years. And I personally hate to see it moved. But we'll see what time brings. Right now, I don't think it's going to be. I think the commission is for leaving it there, is my understanding. It's not been voted on or anything, but that's my take on the latest meetings. I think it's, you know, what's the best and probably most efficient way to handle an aging building.
All right. We've got a phone call here, and we're going to get to them next. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I have a question for Stephen, and that's on the new solar regulations that they're working on now. And the question, this is taxpayer Steve here. Are these regulations going to deal with the mirror type of reflective solar farms?
Yes. So what you're talking about is they're called CSTs, and they, well, just like you said, they they're like a big giant mirror that reflects the light up to a central tower, full of some water, and turns an alternator, and that's how you get your energy. Those are currently in our most recent draft not permitted in the county, because they have a whole mess of issues that can come with it, namely that it's about 800 degrees inside that farm, which has been, there have been instances where birds fly in, don't fly out, because it's so hot. So yes, those are in the current draft, at least, not permitted in the county.
All right. I guess that was his only question there. So appreciate the call. And for those that don't know, we were going to get to this topic here, but we might as well start it now. The solar regulations, I know this has been a discussion here for a little while. Maybe give us a little background on what the scope of the work is you're doing, Stephen.
Sure. So we as a county have had some interest for solar projects. We realized we didn't really have much in the way of regulations as it relates to solar farms. And these are generally very land intense uses. And so right now that we've been working with the Planning Commission since February-ish to get settled on a draft. I just spoke with the County Commission yesterday to kind of get them up to speed as to where we're at. All of the information is available, all three drafts, as well as a public comment form that people can fill out and provide their input. And then, of course, when we get ready to, when we have a public draft that's ready to go, we will post that online. We will notify in the paper. We may even want to come back on here and discuss this with you guys, and just really try to get the word out, because what we don't want is a situation where one of these projects come in and the public that this will most affect hasn't had the opportunity to have their say on what those regulations look like. So that's what we're in the middle of doing right now.
All right. And if memory serves me right, I'm kind of going back and looking at some of my old stories here from covering this here, that there was no rules in place. So you're basically drafting this kind of from scratch and trying to determine, the, I guess, the best course possible here for people who may want to sell their land here to potential solar companies.
Right. I won't say from scratch, because one secret about being a planning and zoning person is nobody ever comes up with their own ideas. We all just kind of steal from each other. So I've been utilizing a lot of information that's already out there. Places like Minnesota, North Carolina, California have all had large solar projects for a long time. And so being able to utilize their experiences has been very helpful, as well as talking with experts who are outside of the government realm, to try and get their feedback, both for and against, their feedback, and just trying to put that all together into one coherent document. And I'm looking forward to bringing the public into this, because I'm sure they'll have their own perspective that I haven't given much thought to.
All right. Greg, what's your thoughts on the solar farm zoning regulations?
Oh, it's definitely a process we're going to have to go through. Right now I'm, and, you know, Stephen asked us a question yesterday, because I think it's important. Part of the process is kind of what our thoughts are right now. And right now, from what I've learned on it, I'm not probably real wild about it. I think there's a lot of concerns and questions, and with subsidies and stuff like that, I am appreciative that those guys are going through all of this and trying to find out everything about it and whether it is a good decision or not for our county. So again, it's a needed process, and we're going to go through it. And I have heard, especially with wind, that maybe a county or two has had that come in, and, now there's some regrets on it. So, and again, I've heard that. It's not written in stone anywhere, but it would be nice if we could kind of nail this down about right, whichever way that is. But I've been very open with it. I've talked to some of the folks that want to lease ground. And, today I'm not real strong as far as having it, but that's what the planning committee and Stephen and Greg will do, is they'll try to get all the ins and outs of it, and we'll try to come up with a solution.
And one thing I want to really get across, because sometimes I worry that people don't take this into account, is just the scale of these projects. This is not, 10 or 20 acres here or there with solar panels. This is, 1,000 acres or more. And if you have a tough time kind of trying to piece together what 1,000 acres looks like, one square mile is 640 acres. So we're talking about almost 2 square miles that's in solar panels. And so that, to me, reiterates just we need to be careful with what we're doing here. If we're overall in favor of allowing these projects, we just need to make sure that whatever regulations we have in place mitigate the negatives as much as we can, and to the degree that it's still feasible to do these projects. Or if we're not for them generally, then that's great. That's another route we can go down. But it's just, it's a very slow, deliberative process to make sure that we're trying to do this as right as possible, I guess.
And to add to what Stephen said, a lot of, for the commission, I think a lot of input will come from the public and what they want and what they want to see in our county. And I think that's important to make sure we get the public's input, because we have a very beautiful county. We're part of the Flint Hills. And, again, on one hand, you do have the need for energy. I mean, boy, I sure like the heat in the air, during the seasons. And, we have so much of our lives is wrapped around it. So you want to have that available to you all the time. The other hand of it is, again, you have a great county like ours, and whether it be wind or solar, is that something we're ready to go into? And what's interesting on this is there's a lot of different viewpoints, and that's, I think, what makes it difficult is to try to get it right where we can, do what's right, what's ethical, and also do what our public wants.
And if anybody on the public is interested in finding out information, making comment, Brandon, I can send you a link to post on an article or with this story, but we have that form available, and feel free to use that form to ask questions, to voice your concerns, to voice your opinions, because, a big part of my job is making sure that the public is as informed as I can make them, and I am not shy about giving that information out. So I am happy to accommodate the public as much as I can.
Yeah, certainly. We'll take that. If you want to email that link over after the show, I'll definitely post that. We have a caller here who's standing by patiently. Paul is on the line. Good morning, Paul. Go ahead.
Good morning. How's everything okay, man? You have a great group of guests today. I just tuned in. I apologize. You're talking about solar. What about wind generation? I know there's been discussion of that, and I just heard someone use that term, wind. I know that you'll make the right decision. You people in your county are real lucky to have a great commission. Some of the counties in the adjacent areas have people that think backwards instead of forward. You're thinking forward. I congratulate you for that, and Dean McKee is an excellent commissioner. I sure that maybe the county doesn't know. She was a commissioner in Ford County. She worked for the school district. She has a doctorate degree. She's very intelligent. Your former sheriff is very, very intelligent. And the other gentleman I don't know, so I can't comment. You're doing the right thing. Keep moving forward. I understand by the grapevine that Jeffrey may be leaving. You're going to lose tons of revenue, so you better be looking at revenue. Keep an open mind. People let them use their own land. Some people say those wind things are bad. They kill birds. Well, I don't know that. I think they're very pretty. That's one person's opinion. Thank you, gentlemen, very kindly for what all you do.
All right. Well, Greg, do you want to respond to that? There's a lot there to unpack, but anything you want to respond to?
I think both of us would like to. Sure. Thank you for the kind remarks, and I appreciate that. And I like the diversity in our commission. We have some pretty good discussions up there, and they can get, I don't know that, you know, maybe once while heated, but I think they get pretty good. But I, you know, we're striving for what's best for our county and what's right, and also what our constituents, you know, kind of want. So that I do appreciate the remarks there. You know, Jeffrey Energy Center, I think it's important that that I believe came around 1976 is when that opened up. And if memory serves me correctly, what I was told was Unit 3, I believe in the next 10 years, would probably be shut down. There is a huge infrastructure there. And I've also heard talk of, you know, it takes a while to fire up a coal plant, and gas is something that can be readily available. So, you know, I, again, nothing in writing or stone, but I've heard that that could be an option. So, but I think a wise person would certainly pay attention to what's going on, the changes that are coming, and absolutely navigate through this with, you know, slow and cautious, and try to see what's coming and adjust to it. And I'll let Stephen comment now.
Yeah, I was just going to speak to wind. So if we need to take a break, Brandon, I understand, but on the wind side, you know, wind's a little different than solar. You can drive up 63 to Havensville and you can see what a wind farm looks like. The county does have some wind farm regulations already in place, but that is definitely something that's next after the solar. I'm only one person and I'm trying to keep my sanity, so I didn't want to do both solar and wind at the same time. So we're trying to get solar in place, and then the next step would be to tackle wind energy generation at a big scale.
All right. Appreciate the comments there. And we're going to take a break, come back with our final segment here with Greg Riott and Stephen Metzger from Pottawatomie County. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.